Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up with us. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Hallway Industrial Cleaning, Brenda Davis, the realtor that moves you, and of course, in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, the Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. First of all, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, lifestyle editor, speaker, author. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit, on this windy Sunday.
Evangelist Christy Laster, minister, songstress, devotional leader. Good morning, Evangelist Christy.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning to our listening audience.
From the International Police and Fire,
International Police and Fire Chapters Association.
Association, okay. I was just trying to get through my notes here. My son took me to see Batman last night, so you all got me behind the cards here, trying to catch up, but it was a three-hour movie, and I think I made it back home around 2.
Thumbs down.
Yes, but hey, we got to spend time with our kids, right? Even though he's 20.
No, but he wants to spend time with you.
Yes. We have a studio audience here on the Michael Van Tool Show today. Joyce is here in studio. Minister Smith is here. And so we're going to be hearing from our live studio audience today. We got news and weather coming up. Let's take a break. When we come back, we got the latest in news and weather after these messages.
Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the queen of car loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the queen of car loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the queen of car loans. Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. I want to thank those of you who are calling in on the line to listen and those who are streaming online, blogtalkradio.com. Of course, you know the program is available to listen to right up until next Sunday, so you can tune in at any time and listen to the recorded version of the program. I did get a call, team, from Henrietta. She had to work through some overtime today, so she won't be on the program with us, but I hope she gets a chance to listen as she's working this morning. In the news this morning, you know, this Ukraine situation is still, I don't know if you guys know, it's a complete slaughter over there. And I have never seen a more ruthless dictator than Vladimir Putin. He is relentless and is completely destroying this country. He is destroying the property, the buildings, the homes, and the people. If this is not something, I do believe that he's going to pay a price for this. Turkey's president has pressed his Russian counterpart to declare a ceasefire. So Turkey is asking Putin to cease fire, so to eliminate or alleviate the humanitarian disaster that's going on. The Turkish president says, let's pave the way for peace. He's a member of NATO. Turkey condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine last month and has sold Kiev armed drones under deals that were signed before the war began. So hopefully some weapons will be trickling in to Ukraine to help these people out. I've been watching some of the distressing scenes of over half, 1.5 million refugees, people fleeing to other parts of Europe to get out of harm's way. The Ukrainian president, who obviously has to be in hiding, and they said that he's already avoided assassination teams that have been sent to assassinate him. They've eliminated at least one team that was sent after him from Russia. He said that Russian forces are preparing to bomb yet another Ukrainian city, the third city in Ukraine to be targeted. Russia struck a military airfield in western Ukraine in long-range missiles that are disabling facilities in Ukraine. And the weapons that they're using are illegal, cluster bombs, other bombs that use fire and heat, where they spray fire at you. They've been using those type of weapons that cause excessive human suffering and complete and total destruction of the property. It's just unfortunate, very unfortunate. All right, let's go down the list. And Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what you got for us this morning?
So I have something on a little bit of a more joyful note. Our prayers are definitely with the Ukrainian people. It is a terrible tragedy that's happening there. But 56% of small business owners think remote working has made them better leaders. More than half of small business owners, 56%, agree that working from home during the pandemic has made their experience of leading a team easier and more productive, according to a new poll. A survey of 1,000 small business owners looked at how working remotely has impacted their company, uncovering several silver linings. The results show that 3 in 5 respondents said they are feeling more empathetic toward their employees and colleagues. The vast majority, 7 in 10, admitted the lockdowns had given them certain business opportunities they wouldn't have had before. Conducted by One Poll in partnership with software company Field Effect, the survey also found that most small business owners have improved their relationship with their employees by trusting them more, with an increase by 63%, and having better communication, an increase of 55%. Working from home has also allowed more businesses to see an increase in customers, 46% versus 25%, who have lost customers and sales. But working remotely does have its challenges. Nearly half of those polled agree that running their businesses primarily from home has proven to be more challenging than they anticipated. 41% admitted they don't have the same capacity to oversee all aspects of their businesses from home. And business owners are busier than ever, too, with 47% saying they wear more hats than before the pandemic by taking on roles like marketing and bookkeeping. In the face of uncertainty and rapidly changing business conditions, small business owners continue to prove their resiliency and adaptability, said Andrew Milne, Chief Revenue Officer at Field Effect. The fact that they have been able to overcome the inherent challenges in building a business from home while still seeking out new business opportunities and customers is remarkable. And, of course, because it is Sunday and we are thankful, I have a scripture for you, Proverbs 4:7. The beginning of wisdom. Get wisdom. Get understanding before anything else. And that applies for Ukraine, Vladimir Putin. He needs to get some understanding, and he needs to walk away because those people are not giving up.
Yes. Thank you, Kimberly. And that's some good advice for those who are thinking about starting their own business. And working from home does have some benefits, too. Yes. Absolutely. Thank you. All right. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews from Greater Pentecostal.
Good morning again, everyone. I missed you guys last week. Such a pleasure to hear. Thank you. Such a pleasure to hear all of your voices this morning. So when I woke up this morning, I'll tell you what was on my mind. Joy. I want
Amen.
To have it. I want to keep it. And I have made a decision, and this is a daily decision for me, to keep my joy. And so there's so many scriptures in the Bible that deal with joy. But Psalms, let's look at Psalms. It says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. It's Psalm 16:11. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So in order for us to obtain joy and keep joy, we have to think on things that are lovely, think on things that are pure, think on things that are of a good report. And the scripture tells us that in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. And one of the things that we've always talked about on the show is we need to pray, even in terms of what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening in our personal lives, in our community, in our cities, in the United States. we have to remain prayerful. And when you pray and speak to the Lord, not only does he bring you comfort, but he brings you joy. And then there's a hope that comes along with that. You believe that things are going to get better personally, locally, nationally. Things are going to get better. So we don't want to offend anyone because we're so joyful and others are sad. But let's go out and share some of that joy with those that we meet in different places. Share it with your family. Share that joy with your friends and help them to find that silver lining that that term stood out to me this morning that Kim said. Help others to find that silver lining. So I just want to pull that one word out of her story. And that's my thought for today.
Well, thank you, Evangelist. And once again, I'm glad that Chaplain Kathy follows you because you brought up something because, wait, no, you just got it started because there's something about joy, there's something about contentment and no drama. And there are some people that come around you and they just bring confusion. You know, you could feel it. And something always goes wrong. Something is always going wrong around them. And I try to, I try to steer clear from some of those type of people. I got my studio audience here. Joyce is here. Joyce, I want you to jump in here on this conversation now that Evangelist Christy Lester Andrews brought it up because Chaplain Kathy is going I have some remarks. step up now that Evangelist Christy got this thing going. But Joyce, say something about the circle of confusion that some people bring around them. They bring a dark cloud wherever they go. How do you deal with things like that? If Joyce is here.
Good morning. You said it earlier, don't let anybody rob you of your joy. I find that when someone walks into a room or vice versa, I walk into a room, I can sometimes feel people's aura. And it's always that person that looks, It's always the person that looks at you and smiles at you the most can sometimes be the most contaminated one. So I tend to stay away from drama. When someone starts a conversation that's negative, I know it's going to always remain negative. So I try to stay clear, walk away, and keep myself clean because that's the only thing you can do is to keep yourself clean. You keep the dirt off of you.
That's true.
Amen.
Chaplain Kathy, go right ahead.
Amen. God bless you. I want to say shout out to the team. Shout out to you, Mike. Amen. Great shout out to the missionary this morning and shout out to the church. I missed it. I missed the opportunity of getting that in earlier. And shout out to those that are in the live audience today. God bless you.
Yes.
There are several Bible verses about joy. And one of the things that's good about joy is that it can help Christians who may be going through difficult times in a season. And also it reminds us of what we would consider to be a calm happiness through our faith in God. Joy is rooted in who God is. Amen. I wish I had a little help. Joy is rooted in who God is, man. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is of the world. Amen. So it is important to even in that moment when a sadness, remember that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I thank God that the evangelist didn't make it too hard for me today. Amen. joy is one of my main fortes. I love talking about joy, amen, because, again, it's a sure thing of knowing who God is when you got joy. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And also, if I just may add this last thing that I was trying to say to you earlier, Mike, is that we don't want to forget that this is National Credit Education Month.
I did forget.
The national, yes. Well, that's why you have a team. So go, we
that's
help
right.
you up.
That's right.
But this is national. Yeah, March is the National Credit Education Month. So I encourage you to you know, look into your credit. And if you don't, if it's not good, try to get with a company or someone that can help it get good. God bless you.
Amen. I stayed up late at the movies watching Batman, and that threw me off. And I got to catch up with the Sunday morning team now. I didn't get a chance to prepare like I should, and so I'm coming out the gate slow this morning. So, all right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So I'm going to give us a wonderful weather report, and I'm going to ask Bishop Chaplain Kathy to help me. Brother Kathy, can I get a witness in here? Because it's going to be 60 degrees today. I wish I had some help in here. Amen. Amen. So currently it is 43 degrees. It's breezy. Many of us woke up to wind gusts today. Wind gusts are going to be between 15 and 30 miles per hour with gusts exceeding 35 to 55 miles per hour. So it will be windy for the remainder of the day until around 4. They're predicting that the winds should die down. We will have a high of 60 degrees today with a low of 34. Beautiful. So hold that, because tomorrow we have a wintry mix. So the bottom goes back out. There will be a high of 38. Amen. With a low of 26. On Tuesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 41 and a low of 26. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 45 and a low of 28. On Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 44 and a low of 32. On Friday, we'll have another wintry mix with a high of 46, a low of 23. And next Saturday will be partly cloudy with a high of 31 and a low of 15.
I thought winter was over.
I thought it was too, Michael, but it keeps rearing its head, and they're predicting inches on Monday. So get out, whatever you need to do today, go for that walk, go for that bike ride, go sit in your backyard and pray. Enjoy the weather today, because we're going to be in for a wintry mix tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thank you. Since Evangelist Christie brought it up, I do want to say something else about this lack of joy or joy in your life. I don't know about you all, but do you have, I don't know if it's a friend or just somebody you know, every time you talk to them or come around, they have a new problem. You know, I wonder that something they're doing wrong in their life. If every week or two that you talk to them, there's something that went wrong. And I'm not talking about
they're
something
depressed.
Where like you. What was that? What'd
they're
you say?
Depressed. They're
something,
depressed.
Yeah. Because it's like I can't even. Sometimes I don't even want to talk to them sometimes, because I know that it's going to be a new problem this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Look, let me tell you, a car accident, a week or two later, somebody broke in their house. A week or two later, somebody used their debit card. You know, it's like they live from one problem to another. At some point, they got to start to think about what they're doing wrong, you know, for that type of activity to continually be around.
Things, Mike.
It's like, you know, when you keep, huh?
No, go ahead. I don't want to cut you off. I'm going to let you go ahead and finish.
No, it's like, you know, you wonder how come the breeze is coming through the house. Well, you got the back door open. There's something open and exposing them in their life. They're exposing something, and it's whatever is coming through, and they're not protecting themselves. I don't know if anybody understands what I'm talking about. You know, they're not protecting themselves. You know, they need to, I don't know, maybe sit down and start praying or something, or change their life around, because there's something wrong that they're doing. Come on, Chaplain, help me.
I want to say that it's those secret things. We have to be careful It's those things that people not seeing. It's them behind the doors. It's the in the closet stuff that we're doing. See, if your medication is not working and that same medicine is working for somebody else, then God done snatched the power up out of that. You see what I'm saying? So it's the secret things that we do. We're not going to continue to have problems and issues and all of these things if we are all the way right with God. Yes, things are going to happen, but they're not going to happen all the time. We have to look and go into that secret spot and say, what is it that I'm doing that I'm running around lying telling everybody I'm going to stop doing? I wish I had some help on you. Yeah,
you know,
there's some stuff that's going on in our lives.
Chaplain, you might be crossing the line now. We might be out of time now. You starting to upset some people. Minister Smith is here. Let's see what Minister Smith got to say.
Now, Dr. Kathy, you know I'm not going to try to go next to you because you didn't cause a problem, see? you always get somebody's business going in the back door. Y'all need to leave that back door and front door and side door alone.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say, fuck, two spaces. Now, I'm not going to get nobody's business, but I know a lot of two-faced people.
That's right. Man.
Early now and again, yes, I said early now and again. Them two-faces show up.
So do.
I'm allergic to two-faced people. I'm allergic to negative people. And anytime somebody's too negative, I got a simple solution. Now you see me, and now you don't.
You go.
We're not in the season of being hateful. Mental. One brother told me, well, Pastor, we're supposed to judge people. First of all, did you sweep up the dirt out your own front door?
Amen.
Because last time I came, y'all, excuse my spirit, some of these Negroes got more skeletons in their closets than the graveyard. Well, I thought I was going to leave that right there. Anyhow, we better get all these skeletons and all these bones out of our closet. Stuff popping up from nowhere. I thought that was dead. No, dog, you just woke it up last week. Mm-hmm. In most cases, last night. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You see, Reverend Van Too act like he all innocent. he threw a bone out there and then hit his hand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said he's trying to get it started.
Let me add a scripture for us. Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart helps healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bones.
Well,
so, Michael, I want to go back to what you said. I used to work many years ago with this lady, and it was funny because she was my cube mate. So we sat in cubicles, and she sat next to me, and every day, I worked at that company for about 4 or 5 years. She would always have a sad story. It would be like somebody hit my dog, my husband died, my children they're in the hospital, they about to die. I got my paycheck, but then I lost my pay. It was always something. And I remember people saying to me, Kim, why do you always sit and talk to her? And I said, well, she's my cue mate, and she's just going through trouble. They said, she's always going through trouble. She's always going to go through trouble because she's a negative person. And a lot of times the Bible tells us to pray. As Evangelist Christy Laster said, we're supposed to pray. And every day we have to choose to have joy. She was not choosing to have joy. She was not choosing to have hope. She was choosing the negativity and the sadness that was in her life. Now, there are things that happen to people. We can't change life circumstances. Only God can do that. But what we can do is we can change our outlook. We can change what we focus our thoughts on. And I'm going to give us a last scripture before I close out. Romans 12:12. Be happy in your hope. Stand your ground when you're in trouble and devote yourselves to prayer. So no matter what's going on, we always devote ourselves to prayer.
Right.
And be happy in our hope and stand our ground when we're in trouble.
Well,
I'm glad you said that right after I was done. I was so thankful for that.
Hey, Kathy, I'm going to fire this last gun and then I'm going to get out the way. Somebody.
Yeah, you better, man.
I heard a statement made. Trouble follows trouble. Then somebody else picked it up and said, misery loves company. I ain't miserable, and I don't need no company. Now, y'all might judge me, so here you go. I'm allergic to broke people, because guess what? I know a few brothers. Hey, man, you got 50 cents, you got a dollar. Okay, bro, you get a retirement check like I do. Well, you need to stop smoking them cigarettes. And
Amen.
Walking around like a walking dead man. I told you I was going to judge you. Yeah. And so anyway, all I'm trying to say is, in this season, if we can't be happy, sorry for you. I will pray for you, but I'm going to, now you see me, there it is.
Amen.
Thank you,
Minister.
But as Kim said, it's our outlook on life. It's our outlook on circumstances and situations that we face, because we're all going to face something that is impactful to our lives, maybe difficult to, you know, go through. We all experience grief. We all experience some level of, you know, something happening. Maybe you grew up and someone broke in your house, or maybe you have ever had a car accident, things of that nature. So we all experience something happening in our lives that we would prefer not. But it's all about your outlook on life. And one of the things that I was listening to something yesterday, and one of the things that I heard, the gentleman asked the audience, he said, why don't you make a list of the people that are currently in your life, but categorize those individuals by those that are negative and positive. So if they end up with a number one, that means that they are more negative than positive. If they end up with a 10, they're more positive than negative, and just kind of rate people between 1 and 10. And if you find that as you're thinking about your interaction with these individuals that are pretty close to you, if they lean more towards the negative end and you have attempted to bring them up to a more positive level or a more joyful level, and it has been unsuccessful, then you begin to limit your time with these individuals. It's no love lost. I'm still thinking positive thoughts about you. If you need me, you can call me. But I limit my time with those that are dream killers, those that don't have positive things to say. Because if you're going to move forward in your life, you want to surround yourself with people that are going to be that encouragement. Now, mind you, in the different positions that all of us hold, people are going to come to us for advice, support, and it may be some challenging news to be able to digest and help them to work through. That's different, but it's important to surround yourself with people that are like-minded, that are pushing for positive goals, that love the Lord, that want to see you win, and you want to see them win. So take an evaluation, and if it's too many negative people around you, you know what to do.
I wish I had a chance to get ready for Evangelist Christie today. I should have just stayed up last night and went through my notes and been prepared.
I know you want to push her off on somebody else, and you know it.
She just came out the gate. You know,
you want to stay out her way. You want to stay out of the way just like I do. Have I got a witness in here?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
No, Joyce had mentioned to me earlier about taking inventory of the people around me. And, you know, I've never done that, Evangelist. You're onto something.
And, you know, not just me, but we all must do that. I definitely have to do that. I have to do that. I've got, like I said, I've got people, and check your phone messages, too. Check your messages to see what people are, what messages they're leaving, because I bet you a lot of them are, they want something from you. Those people never truly add anything to you. They're always taking from you. So when you just let everything go to voicemail one day and see what the messages are. They're going to start off with, can you help me? I need, is there something, you know, can you help me? It's always something that they need from you. Do you have time? It's always something where they need something from you. And I agree with you 100% that we have to take inventory. And I must now, because now I've got a couple of people who have mentioned taking inventory of the people around you, because they tend to suffocate you and they act as an anchor and they pull you down. Now, look, I'm a poet. I ain't trying to be preaching up in here. Let me stop.
Oh,
but you know, it's about something that, you know, joy is something that we need on a daily basis. I'm not sure, but I think it's in Romans chapter 15. Y'all have been quoting, I ain't no Bible scholar, I'm not all into that, but I think in Romans 15:13, it says something about that, like, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm not completely sure if that's the exact scripture, but it's something that we have to live through on a daily basis. But I, you know, I'm not trying to get out my lane here. I'm a poet, not a preacher.
Of course, in Romans 15:13, you know exactly where it is.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
His father
Thank
was
you.
A preacher. His father
Thank
was a
you.
Preacher. He just sat on here 2 weeks ago. He's talking about
Somebody.
How he had
oh,
calling on
he
his
said, He said,
Somebody
that he
always called me out.
Right. He said I used to sit up at dinner like the green leaf. Y'all remember the green leaf? Every time
yes,
they
right.
sat up
that's right.
on the
he
green
sure
leaf
did.
At
he
dinner,
did.
They was having scriptures.
I got somebody's hands up in here. Now, if I went down to the little church down the street, they wouldn't even know. They wouldn't even know if I was right along. But you all
just don't let me come down there.
And it would be your
I come down there
to
know.
Share the word of God with them.
You all be checking me. Y'all be verifying that stuff.
Right.
I'm gonna test y'all out one day. I'm gonna say
that's
something that ain't
my,
right.
That's one of my joy scriptures I read this morning. You know exactly mm-hmm. where it is, Michael Van Thule.
I'm gonna try to trip you all up one day. I'm gonna read something that ain't quite exactly like it. I'm gonna see if y'all up on it. I'm gonna see if you can check me like that.
I'm gonna
trick y'all one day. I'm gonna read the wrong verse.
And we gonna call you out on it. So you should know better.
That's like one night. One day I was trying to tell somebody something, and I was like, you know, I was trying to quote a scripture, and I said, "He is good." And then I realized that was that commercial from Carl Collins late at night. That wasn't what I wasn't remembering the scripture. That was the commercial. You know how they say, "He is good."
He is good on the Carl Collins.
Well,
turn to Carl Collins.
But it might be a scripture that says he is good. So it probably is.
I'm sure it is. I'm
but
sure it is somewhere
but
there.
But you got to
know.
But you got to know. Yes. Wow. That is, you know, I appreciate and appreciate the conversation and to bring that up. Obviously, that's something that we needed to cover today, because when I promote the program this morning, I'm going to mention that we were talking about joy and about keeping all that negative stuff out of your life every day. And guess what? The moment you separate yourself from one of those people of confusion, we have it at work, you know. I remember when I was at the bank for 32 years, I could tell when somebody came around because they have a cloud of confusion around them. And every time is a cloud of negativity and confusion, and that's why they have so many things wrong in their life, because they carry all that confusion with them. They you know how people, some people just start stuff all the time, you know. What you call them, Joyce? Dark people?
Dark people.
Joyce calls them dark people. Yes, they just have this cloud of confusion around them. That cloud hangs over them everywhere they go. You could take them out of a place, but that cloud follows them. The cloud follows them around. Let me stop. Let me do
but
some
poetry. But you know what, Michael? Y'all got me. This would make a good poem. This topic today would make an excellent poem, so we look forward to that. But some people can't pull themselves out of that dark hole because they're dealing with mental health challenges. So we have to learn the difference between those that are dealing with mental health challenges and those that just choose to be negative. So I really think this ties into mental health. And we talked about, you know, one day having a show that we really dedicate to that, because we've gone through this pandemic and it has been a challenge for many that they just haven't been able to make it through. That's why we see the number of suicides so high. We see alcoholism increasing because your environment affects your mental health. And some people don't have the tools that they need to pull out of that dark place. So oftentimes we're placed in their lives to help them if they want to be helped.
Yeah, so true. Yeah. Thank you. Look, I got a few notes I want to share. Of course, you know the program is sponsored in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, and I just wanted to let people know what we do at Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. And number one, radio advertising and production. Number two, business consulting, things like helping you to start your business, getting alternative lenders for you, credit repair and counseling, opening a bank account, referrals to mortgage lenders, realtors, attorneys, insurance agencies, investment companies, and more. And then, of course, political consulting. So if you're thinking about running for office and you want to learn the basics, what to say, where to go, how to dress, how to be taken seriously as a candidate, you can call Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. We can be your manager, treasurer, spokesperson, consultant, speechwriter, and advisor. And that number is 248-516-8300. If you would like your company to join the list of companies that support Community Highlights, be in the driver's seat with Regina, the Queen of Carlones, Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey, or the Michael Van Tool Show, there's one number to call, and that is 248-516-8300. If you're looking to buy a new car, buy it from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, my co-host on the Praise Network. Her number is 248-218-9808. Again, 248-218-9808. Johnny Hawkins is the warrior lawyer. He's one of the top 10 personal injury specialists in the country. And he is, the list of awards that he's gotten that keeps growing all the time. But, you know, it's not just personal injury, but if you have need help with guardianships, conservatorships, deceased estates, the creation of a living will, power of attorney, trust, and more, the royal lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, is the attorney to call. His number is 248-567-9990. Tell them that you heard it on Michael Van Tool Show. 248-567-9990. And if you tell him you heard it on the show, he'll probably sponsor me again. You know, that's I'm just keeping it real. I'm just telling you, ain't nothing free. And being on radio every week on the Praise Network is very expensive. So I need people like Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet and attorney Johnny Hawkins and others. And, you know, guess who else supports the program? Franklin Wright Settlements. Proud to be vice president of the board. Kimberly Batchelor Davis is the secretary for the board of directors. Missionary Humphrey is the dean of the board. So we got three board members right here on the show. And it's the best connection that I have to this city, and that's working with Franklin Wright and President and CEO Monique Marks. And Kimberly, just since, yeah, I know we've been on the board for a while, but just since COVID, it's amazing that Monique Marks has been able to take this organization further ahead, even under a pandemic. I'm still trying to figure that out. They never missed a beat on grants and income. Grants have gone through the roof.
Meeting the needs of the community.
Yes.
You know, organizations closed their doors. They shut down. They weren't able to work because they couldn't afford to continue to keep their business going. And Franklin Wright is thriving. And I mean that because they're doing the work of the community. When the pandemic hit and everything had to shut down, but certain people still had to work, your first responders, you know, whether you work in a hospital, whether you work in emergency services, or you worked at food or whatever it was, and you have children, who watches your children? As a society and a community, we didn't even think to ask that, but Franklin Wright said, we'll step up to the plate, and they did that. When families were struggling, and remember that the food shelves were empty when you were going to the grocery store, Franklin Wright stepped up to the pavement and said, we will help with that need. When families were struggling and people said, we need mental health and therapy, Franklin Wright, again, steps up to the plate. Michael, you and I both know that anytime that we come across anyone on the street and they have a problem, we can call Franklin Wright, and there is someone in the organization who can help them. I had a homeless woman who needed a place to stay, and I was able to find services for her through Franklin Wright Settle. I'm very proud of that organization, and I'm so proud to be a member of the board, and Ms. Monique Marks is doing an excellent job.
Yes, and I have referred people to Franklin Wright, too, and I'm glad that I can turn to my organization, to an organization that I've spent a lot of time with over the years, Franklin Wright Settlements, and because they do have the ability. They have the counselors.
Yes.
They have the professionals that can help in many ways. A lot of people don't realize that Franklin Wright has counselors to help families and children that have suffered from abuse, from sexual abuse, mental illness, and a lot more. And you don't know what some of these families are dealing with and what they've dealt with since the pandemic. Our community is really suffering and hurting through this pandemic. Things might look like they're getting a little bit better, but the aftermath, we're still dealing with the aftermath, the loneliness, the sadness, isolation, all that, you know, and it's good that we have some ways to turn, some places we can turn to. Here's the number for Franklin Wright Settlements, 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. And all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I just want to hear some, closing statements from the Sunday morning team. We'll be right back after these messages.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one, one community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be all. One of the things, I really appreciate Chaplain Kathy for helping to get to this point on our format, because what I like to do is, for the first half of the program, is deal with current issues, whether it's news and weather and other topical comments and any guests we might have on the show. And then the second half, I like to be able to break it down and talk about things that help people. I'm not into all wasting time. You know, it's a privilege to be on the radio. And I've been on for like, I don't know how many years now, 25 years, I think it is. It started out with Missionary Humphrey, of course, still on. We still work together. I've done programs on other stations, but I still stuck with Missionary Humphrey. We're a team. And, you know, it's a privilege and a pleasure, but it's also, when God gives you a platform and an opportunity, you have to make the most of it. And so, you know, I was thinking the other day, you know, anytime I want to do a show of poetry and jazz, all I have to do is get with my DJ and coordinate it and set up a show and we'll have an audience. If I want to do a podcast, I just log on to blogtalkradio.com and do a show. If I want to go on the Praise Network, God has given me these opportunities in order to reach people. And Chaplain Kathy, you recognize that. I mean, I recognize it too, but you've been encouraging me to make sure and not focus all on topical current affairs. CNN does that. WWJ does that. You know, I don't work for CNN and I don't work for WWJ. I don't work for Fox News either. Matter of fact, they should throw Fox News off the air anyway. But, but I have this awesome opportunity and I don't want to have to answer one day and say, well, Mike, I gave you that platform. Why didn't you help people? Why didn't you say or anything to help people? You know, so I appreciate it. And then I also appreciate the Sunday morning clean. Do you know how this has been something in the making over time? You all don't know what happens behind the scenes. I've had the Sunday morning team before. And some people should have never been on the Sunday morning team. You know, now that I look back and I wonder, what was I thinking? You know, I think Reverend Smith must have referred some of them to me. I don't know where some of them came from, but the team I have now, the team here now,
is a winner.
Bless you.
I just want to thank you all, the Sunday morning team, including the at-large people like Greg Burkhart and Minister Smith. If Minister Smith does everything he's supposed to do, he might be able to make it on the Sunday morning team. I don't know. We're still trying to review his application.
I quit.
Kaplan and I are reviewing the application right now.
I'm gonna just say heaven is my goal. Heaven is my goal.
Amen. You know exactly what to say at the right time, I tell you.
Amen, man.
I was trying to throw it on you. I was trying to tell you the chaplain, he handles the applications for the Sunday morning team.
Right.
But I appreciate and then of course don't forget Latoya Sanders is still a backup, let's not forget her. She's still around. Yes, then of course Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst and home care advocate, and Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our author and speaker, and Christy Laster Andrews. Bible scholar and preacher and teacher. Thank God.
No way.
Evangelist, thank you for being a part of the Sunday morning team, even on Sunday morning, because you have your responsibilities at Greater Pentecostal. So I do not take it lightly. I appreciate it. I'm honored.
And household responsibilities. I have dinner going right now.
You see? You see?
Amen. What time is it, sis?
Yeah. All right. In these last few minutes, I just want to go around the table and just get some closing remarks from each of you. Let me start off with Evangelist Christy Laster, since I know she's got people waiting. She's got a congregation waiting for her. So go ahead and then
That's
Chaplain Kathy can follow you. Like he always does, he can follow you. Go ahead.
Well, Michael, as you have went around and, thanked everyone for being a part of the show, I just wanted to thank you for allowing me to be a part of this show. And this show has increased joy in my life since we've been talking about joy today. We laugh together. We talk about difficult things together. We've supported one another through grief. So I just really appreciate being on the show. And Michael, help me. How long have I been a part of the show? Because COVID is a blur.
It's got to be a couple years now. At least.
I haven't received an anniversary gift. So I'm looking forward to that.
Amen.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Captain Kathy handles the.
Well,
we're
gonna make it a thing.
He walked right into that too. You see how he's trying to push it off on me now?
He walked
right into that. Now he's not looking. He's pushing now. Now he's pushing. You hear me?
I can check with Captain Kathy on those type of things.
Well, you go ahead and hold. Surprise team coming at me, man. Everybody on the team is going to be looking for you.
Better you than him.
When they make the announcements and Chaplain Cat will be missing. Whatever. Nobody knows.
Big Ray, you better run.
Yes.
Okay, Evangelist Christian. Thank you.
So just saying, looking forward to that anniversary lunch or something. I want everybody to have a beautiful day and just remember to retain your joy.
Thank you. Thank you for really steering the program this morning, Evangelist, like you always do. All right, Chaplain Kathy.
Hey, man, I want to end my little snippet here. I ain't going to deal with you after this here, man. I just want to end my snippet with this piece of a song. Joy bells keep ringing in my head. Joy bells keep ringing in my head. I hear them joy bells keep ringing in my head. Y'all keep them joy bells ringing in your head. God bless you today.
He knew the right song to sing today. That's the perfect song for today. We appreciate that. All right. I want to hear from my studio audience, too. But Kimberly Batchelor Davis, go right ahead.
Good morning. So thank you, Michael, for blessing me to be a part of the show. It is a wonderful, joyful part to my Sunday. But this is a word for you, Michael. Preach the word. Be ready to do it, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Correct, confront, and encourage with patience and instruction. In Jesus' name, amen. That's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2.
Say it again.
Week off.
Okay. You know. Kim, you got
off. Be ready to do it, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. Correct, confront, and encourage with patience and instruction.
Kimberly, who told you to say that?
That's a good word. That's a good word.
Jesus did it.
Kim, I'm going to make you
even for real.
Amen. I'm obedient. I'm obedient. I follow what the Holy Spirit tells me to do, and he told me to do that, so I did it.
You
got a witness.
I don't know if I should let this person have some words here, but anyway, Bishop Smith. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And as I realize, somebody can't run.
That's right.
You can run, but you can't hide.
That's
now he's trying to pull his pants up. Have you ever seen the old man run with his pants on his knees? Y'all look scared. He's looking out the window. You better be obedient, bro. Kevin, pray for him so the Lord don't put him on his knees.
Okay, that's enough. I got it.
Let me take that mic from him. That's enough. I'm out here. I'm at the studio looking out the window and everything.
Don't jump out of
the trying to make sure that my eye and stuff is on properly and making sure so I can get out to the public here. Joyce is in the studio today. Joyce, here is some parting words, Joyce.
No curse. One last thing is to remember, happiness is spending time with people you love and creating memories that last a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Oh, that's nice.
Amen.
Joyce, you're perfect for radio because you keep it short and to the point. That's one of the things Kimberly can tell you and Evangelist Christy can tell you. All of you know, missionary, you cannot go on anything that missionary is on, a program or a banquet or church service or the radio, or go over your time limit.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her. You know how you do that sign where you cut your throat? I've seen her do that to people. And you know what? They know. They better end it right then because she will come up and say something about you in front of all 5,000 people.
That's right.
Because I've been out there with her. I've been out there, and I can tell you
now. You gotta work.
She will check you. Don't go over limit and take over. If she asks you to just give some short remarks, give some short remarks. Don't try to preach a sermon. And you're only supposed to have about a minute or two. And I've seen people get up here and lose their mind. They get, you know, some of these preachers get all excited about how the people out there. And they forget that it's not about them. And they see an audience.
Right.
Evangelist Christy knows what I'm talking about. They get up behind the mic on the platform, and they feel like it's their show.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right.
And they start going way over. And that's not the message. That's not what God wanted that for them to say. They weren't.
Right.
That was not the message for the day. They weren't bringing the message. They got it confused.
you know? So, yeah, so we appreciate that. So he's right to the point.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you know what? I hope you guys have a great day today. You know, I'm going to have to go back and listen to the program. I go back and listen to them sometimes, especially when we have, you know, prepared sermons from you guys. I really appreciate it. So thank you. Have a great Sunday today. God bless you. Be safe. And we'll see you next time right here on the Michael Van Show.
God bless you. Get outside and enjoy this weather.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. And have a great day today. Okay.
Thank you.
God bless.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
Yeah, I just...